जय जय देव हरे, जय जय देव हरे,
जय जय देव हरे।
সার্বভৌম এসছে
ভারত
সার্বভৌম যে
হ্যাঁ
তেল সার্বভৌম এসে কাম আই
তোমার মতো সার্বভৌম আছে
খুব সার্বভৌম
যে করে ওয়ান সেপ্টন রোপ হয়ে বসে আছে পিছনে
হেশ্বর কাম
সার্বভৌম
হেশ্বর কাম সার্বভৌম
Thank you. Thank you.
अभ्यान्तमिरां दास्य ज्ञानं सवाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञेयाते तन्ने मां चरणान्तिके फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय कोटि कोटि दंडवत in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nirjalila Krishna on this Shuhar Ashtotasya Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami. I am saying unto the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nirjalila Pravishta on this Shuhar Ashtotasya Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. You know that after Krishna disappeared with his Leela, Kali Yuga came. See, all the rishis and mahas, 88,000, they gathered, they came in Naimisharanya. And then they were thinking, what should we do? This Bhishan Kali Yuga is coming. Ladies and men, they will give up their chastisements. They will all be ladies be like prostitute. And men also, they will give up their religion. So what should be? But in the meantime, Suta Goswami, the disciple of
Sukhdev Goswami,
Srila
Sukhdev Goswami.
Goswami, at once he seen coming some ladies, thinking him bad, giving dust on his body. But he was not aware of him, who is giving dust on my body or not. He came there. And then Narada, Vyas, all were there. They took him, that naked person, aged like 16 years. And then Parikshit Maharaj told, After 7 days, snake will come and bite. So, those who death is certain, and those who death is not certain, but tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 100 years, after 125 years, he must die. What is their duty to do? Kali Yuga is nearby. Pride of Ayusha. Now their age is very short. In the Satyuga, Bharata Maharaj left this world in the age of 50. 50 means 5 years, 5,000 years.
50,000.
50,000.
50,000 years.
So, age is now in Kali Yuga. Very strong. Mantabhava. Oh, their luck is not good.
Unfortunate.
In this way, you know all things from your Gurudev. So please, Vesu, tell us by your intelligence and what you have heard from your Gurudev. Ata sadho atra jat sara samudhritya. What you have heard and you know. Tell us how Atma will be suprasanna.
Satisfied.
How it will be?
Satisfied.
Fortunate. He did not ask how our body will be happy. How our Atma, soul will be happy. Hearing this question, so Goswami did pranam to his Gurudev and told, I am very happy to hear this question. All sweet pastimes of Krishna will come in me. So sabai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti adho khaje ahet tukka vyavahita je atma sampushti. The bhakti which is unbroken, only done for Krishna, please, that Krishna should. That bhakti, without any worldly cause, so this bhakti will be. By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami has written one slope, not parallel to this, but better than this. And that is Anna Vilas Sarsunga. Gyan Karma Asjana Asjana. ಅನುಕೂಲೇನ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾನುಷಿಗ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೃತ್ತಿ.
ಹೂ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಫೈನ್ ಯೋಗ?
Without So then Mother Yashoda, taking having mercy on the mill, jumped up to save her. But Krishna wasn't satisfied. She was hanging on. Gurudev is hanging on like a monkey. With his arms, he's hanging around Mother Yashoda. With his legs, he's also hanging around Mother Yashoda. And his mouth also firm, tight, trying to keep hold. And Mother Yashoda would run up, run, and down. So Krishna was not happy. After this, he became so angry that he broke the yoga pot, and then there was a whole drama with Devadatta. So the question is, if Mother Yashoda is chastising him like this, or putting him down when he's not satisfied, sometimes twisting his ear, sometimes smacking his bottom, then how can this be devotional service? Because Krishna is not happy. But actually, Krishna is tasting all the goods of eternal love. And when Mother Yashoda came up, got up to the safe of the mill, this was also a service group for Krishna, because Srila Gurudev has explained that Mother Yashoda is thinking, my mill may satisfy Krishna now, but I cannot make Sandesh, Rabri, all these sweets that Krishna loves. So therefore I have to save this mill. So for his service, Gurudev has explained that very deep mood of the devotee, Guru, is that Guru is more attached even to the articles of Seva, even than to Krishna himself. So therefore, Yashoda Maya's mood and intention was completely favorable to Krishna, even though superficially it appears that Krishna was not satisfied. So then this is also included in the category of pure devotional service. Pure devotional service is practiced with the body, with the mind, with the heart, and by soul also. And there are divisions, for example, there's direct service and indirect service. The different moods. There's moods leading up to the coming to the level of the heart. So this is sadhana bhakti. And then in bhava bhakti also. And when the devotee realizes bhava, then there's ingredients in bhava. So there's sthayi bhava. And then there's also moods which nourish the sthayi bhava. So for example, the acharya bhava, they appear to be unfavorable. Moods of devastation, moods of wishing to die. These are temporary moods which actually enhance the total mixture of the path. So in this way, Sri Rupa Goswami is explaining in more detail, more deeply, the nature of Uttam Bhakti, the nature of pure, unalloyed personal service to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Has told about Anna Bilasita.
Boleche.
Not about Draupadi. Draupadi.
So this bhakti, Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, this kind of bhakti, if anyone does practice, then at once Vairagya will come, bound to come, and Jnana also will come. Tattva Jnana, Maya Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, all Tattva he will know. If bhakti is there, but no Jnana Vairagya coming, it is as by practicing bhakti yoga, Jnana Vairagya will come. If anyone is grihastha, he will give up all his
attachment.
Like Bhartamara, he will go to jungle in sadhu sangha and practice bhakti yoga. So, vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jajajnanam advayam. Those who know this tattva, bhakti tattva, they see one person. From distance of their sadhu. What they know? Brahmeti, Paramatmati, and Bhagwaniti Shabdati. From difference of sadhan bhajan, by knowledge, they say Brahma has no shape, no form, nothing. And Paramatma, who is in our heart, he is Sakshi of all our karma.
Witness.
And Bhagavan. Who is Bhagavan? Further he has told, ete chansa kalapurusa, Krishnastu Bhagavan. Krishna is himself Bhagavan. Time to time, he descends with his lila in this world. So, what we should do?
Great knowledge, Sri Sukha Goswami is informing
have one meat with our beloved Gurudev to hear from the lips of the person of Bhagavatam, so that we can perfect our lives and we can go to the eternal abode of Krishna. So in what mood should the Srimad Bhagavatam be heard? And how should we apply this knowledge? So there is a great benediction given in these verses of the second chapter, wherein Sutta Goswami begins by telling us, Shrimatam, Svakatava, Krishna, Punya, Shravana, Kirtana, Rindhivantam, Sohi, Vatranati, Vidhunoti, Suhirsitam. Here he's saying that this Srimad Bhagavatam is called Krishna Katha. This is the message of Krishna. This message of Krishna is transcendental. It is powerful spiritual vibrations. If someone hears this message, then Svakata, that message of Krishna, enters into the heart. Vridhyantam so, since Krishna himself, who is a Paramatma sitting within our heart, he sees, oh, this person is hearing about me. So now Sri Krishna himself, in the form of Vaikuntha, begins to cleanse our heart from all the abhadras. Abhadra means those inauspicious obstacles which are sitting within our heart like dust on the mirror of our mind. And it is polluting our whole existence. When our existence is in contaminated condition, it is not possible to attain spiritual perfection. So the Srimad Bhagavatam has come to purify us, so that we can enter into this pathway of pure bhakti, as we just heard in the description and the definition of pure bhakti, pure devotional service to Krishna. So as one hears the message of Bhagavatam, his bhakti begins. Now we are hearing Shravanam, and by hearing, that process begins to cleanse the heart. And when that cleansing process begins to take place, now, Nashta Praishu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishiki. Now, that message of Srimad Bhagavatam begins to remove almost all of the inauspicious elements within our heart. And when that takes place, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and also by serving the person Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam means constantly, constantly, flowing like a stream of honey or a stream of oil. When you pour it, there is no break. So similarly, when we are hearing and serving the Srimad Bhagavatam and the pure devotee of Krishna, who is considered the Srimad Bhagavatam personified, then when that takes place, then Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishiki. Now, pure bhakti, which is called Naishik Bhakti, that means that we are fixed, no longer wavering, sometimes doing bhakti, sometimes running here and there for material enjoyments. No, now one is performing bhakti 24 hours a day. And then what happens is, tada rajas tamo bhava kamaloha dayas chayi. Kamaloha dayas chayi. Jeta etai ratnavidham siddham sattva krishiti. So the problem that we have in this world is that we are conditioned souls. We are conditioned by the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas. We are compelled to act sinfully, and we are compelled to act for material gratification of our senses because of the influence of the modes of nature. So as a result of this purification of the hearts, then the modes of nature become slackened, and then change the atype and not become. Now our consciousness becomes free and untouched from the effect of the modes of nature, and siddham satya prasidati. Now one becomes situated in sattva-guna. And in sattva-guna, now he is acting always in the transcendental platform. So Bhagavad Tattva Vijnana, he understands all Tattva Jnana. What is Maya Tattva? What is the truth of this material existence? What is the truth of the Jiva souls within this world? What is the truth of Bhagavan? And so forth. All these tattvas become manifest in the heart. And then Mukti Sandasya Jayate. Now the soul within this world, even though inhabiting this body, he becomes Mukhajiv. He becomes a liberated soul within the material world because he's always constantly engaged in the service of Krishna. And then finally, Vidyate Hridaya Gramtish Chityante Sarva Samshaya Chiyante Jasya Karmani Drishya Devatma Nishwade. So now, Vidyate Hridaya Gramtish, in our hearts, this knot of material existence, like a very entangled knot. When you sometimes have a knot which is very difficult to untie, you see that it's very complex. Similarly, the souls are trapped within the material world because of the complexity of many, many lifetimes of repeated sinful karmas, activities, and even pious activities. So we are forced to take another birth in this world. But when the Srimad Bhagavatam powerful message has caused the piercing of this knot and completely freeing us. Now the heart is no longer controlled by material existence. And chintyante sarva samshaya. Now we have complete realization and no doubts whatsoever about the truth of the Supreme Lord and about the truth of devotion to Him. We understand perfectly. And now chintyante chasya karmani. Now this endless chain of karma becomes terminated. We no longer are conditioned in this material world. Now we see within our very hearts that the Supreme Lord is controlling all. He is situated everywhere, and we are serving His lotus feet every moment. So this is the process given by Sri Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how we can attain this spiritual perfection. And we have this time period now, just as Parikshit Maharaj sat in front of Sukadeva Goswami for 7 days hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. We also have that opportunity at the lotus feet of our beloved birthday.
Vyasadeva is the incarnation of Krishna, of Jnana. So, by the power of Krishna, He made one Ved, Atharva Ved, into four. He made Brahma Sutra, made Mahabharata. So many Purans. In Mahabharata He has written Gita. Everything was done. But He was not happy. He was thinking, I have done everything, but I am not satisfied. By body, mind, by soul. He was thinking just at that time. Narada Rishi, the guru of all, he came there. He told that you have done four divided four Vedas. You have written so many Purans. You have done so many things. You have done Gita also. Are you happy? Gurudev, that I was thinking, that I'm not happy. So please, this cover the rog,
disease,
and tell me what should I do. Then Narad-rishi told his previous life after that. Oh, better come here. I can hear.
Develop this attachment for silence. that if we have any prayer in our life, then that prayer should be that earth out of earth may always have very pure sadhusanga. So this boy, at a very early age, he had this mentality, totally attached to the sadhus. But his mother was crying, it was so self-affection, and he was thinking, how can I be free from this impediment? He was seeing, he was taking the love of his mother as an impediment to his bhakti. That is thinking. Anupu Gyasa Sankalpa, Pratipu Gyasa Vajranam, Rajishti Vishasha Bhukti Vajranam, that that which is faithful for our bhakti we should accept, and that which is unfaithful we should reject. He was getting the love and affection of his mother, but he took that oath because this is an impediment for me to follow in the mood of this great sacred person, that this is not favorable. So what happened? That his mother, she got bitten by a snake. And she left the body. Instead of this young boy crying, little five-year-old boy, immediately he thought, my this attachment or this obstacle to my bhajan is now gone. And immediately he left that place and he started to travel. It's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he traveled to so many places, metropolises, cities, where the mode of passion is very, very prevalent. Places where mode of ignorance is prevalent. And then finally, he came to a place in the forest, which was on the mode of goodness. And there he sat and he was meditating and chanting the mantra which he received from these Bhaktivedantas. While chanting the mantra, then appearing in his heart, very, very beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, Shant Chakra Gada Padma, conch, disc, club, and lotus club. And so, this boy is showing what is the power of receiving bona fide mantra or mantra from a bona fide guru. That when guru is giving mantra, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kore, Sei Kale Krishna Kore Kore Akrasama, Diksha Kale Bhakta Kore Akrasama, that guru at the time of Diksha, that he's giving that in a seed form, that loving room that he has in serving Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And when the disciple takes that mantra, receives that mantra, and takes it in one's heart, and then very carefully meditates and chants these mantras in the way which has been prescribed by guru, the Bhaktivedantas, they show this boy how to chant the mantra. They explain the different rules of chanting the mantra, mantra Artha Chintanam, etc. So chanting this mantra as prescribed by these sages, then that seed, it became watered. And then the flower of the form of Lord Vishnu manifested on the lotus of his heart. It's explained that he became so excited that tears were flowing from his eyes, the hairs of his body were standing on end, and he became completely oblivious to his interior situation by this darshan. He had achieved the perfection of the chanting mantra because he got darshan of the Ishtadeva of the mantra. That when we receive Diksha from Guru, that Diksha is a school, means that he gives the mantra, but then we have to go through the process of chanting the mantra as prescribed by Guru, by serving the order of Guru, and by this process and hearing from Guru in pure sadhus, and by this process watering that seed. And from that, then a kripa, a sprout will come, and a kripa, and then that kripa will grow and ultimately go to the spiritual world. So, while having this darshan, then at a moment, that very, very extraordinary form of the Lord that is so within his heart disappeared. And he became so perturbed. When his mother left the body, he was not at all disturbed. But now, when he had the Lord manifested his heart, when he left, he became so disturbed. And then a voice came and said to him that you will not receive darshan again. You will not see me again in this life. That now that brief darshan had been given to increase his and the disappearance, to increase his desire in his performance of devotional activities. So what was the impediment that was there? even difficult situations where we're not feeling so much enthusiasm. But difficulties are there to help us to become more deep in our emotional activities, to wash away those analysis material. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Sri Maharaj said, the environment is always friendly. That no matter what the situation we should see, that that is the situation for us to go more deep in us in our emotional activities. So then by doing this, then finally this young boy became free from all dependence, and then he became qualified, and then he went back home, back to God.
Australian melody, ladies one side and male one side.
Thank you.
that you have done nothing. It is like zero. You have tell in Vedanta Sutra and Quran and everywhere. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. That's it. Nothing more you have done. So you should by bhakti yoga, you should see the all the sweet pastime of Purna Brahma Krishna. How he took birth. Mother Yashoda binded him. How he did Ras. All the history you can see by Bhakti Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? That we are beginning doing so. What Prahlad Maharaj has told, it is only by the Bhakti. More Raganuga Bhakti will come. And thus by Raganuga Bhakti, very soon we can go up to Prem. At Prem your body will not be this, it will be shame. And then Sneha, Maan, Prane, Raag, Anurag, all. Radhika is herself bhakti. She, her activities up to 4 in Radhika. So Radhika is bhakti. Hearing this, hearing this, Vedabhyas adopted Bhakti Yoga in its fullest term, and he saw apashyat purusham purna, he saw purna Brahma, Krishna. He saw all the activity and leela of Krishna as if anyone is seeing any fruit in his hand. And then he also saw that the jivas who is not regarding Krishna as Bhagavan, also he saw that the jeev who is part and parcel of Krishna himself. Then jivas coming down from Krishna. He also saw Maya, which was situated on the back of Krishna, Purna Brahma. So, jasya vai suryamanaya He wrote that Krishna Leela, top to beginning. And he taught it to his son, Sukadeva Goswami, bringing him from forest. Jasya vai sriyamanaya. If anyone will hear this Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Paramapurusha, the sweet pastimes of Krishna, top to beginning, which is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti upadyate purusha soha moha. Bhakti will come in his heart and his life will be successful. And he taught to his son Sukadeva Goswami, bringing him for a forest. In this way, Atma-rāvasya-milayo. Mere grantha api gurukaram kurvantu ahaituke bhag. Who are to be liberated? Even the muni and the rishi, they do bhag. Why not to us? We must. In this way, Narada told Vyasadeva, and by Vyasadeva, by Bhakti Yoga, he wrote all the history of Krishna, top to bottom. So if Atmaram, even they hear Hari Katha, why we should not? We must hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna. By hearing, gradually, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Praise, all will come. And our life will be successful. Today, our Harikatha is stopped here. We'll begin from there.